right, back to you, 509.
Oh, man. Almost looked like it was trying to snow there for a minute.
I'm looking out the window. I can't see Hogback, but it's not raining. Well, maybe it is a little bit here.
John was talking and stuff, it was looking like it was getting heavier and getting a little wider, but kind of cleared out now.
I know the ODOT trucks were on CLP. They were sweeping up the gravel, thinking maybe they should leave it there. But yeah, I went out this morning with my oldest and got a coffee, and they were sweeping the road.
Probably ought to just left it in there, because raining like this and stuff, it usually turns off and freezes, so that way it's all just nothing but a skating rink.
Yeah, it's going to be ice tonight if it does, so. I mean, up in Keno, there's a lot of snow, up Clover Creek, because we went up and got the tree, and we went all the way up to the junction up there and went off there and got one, but yeah, Chantel's having fun with her truck and four-wheel drive and being kind of crazy, but not too crazy, but that was interesting.
Oh, I bet it was. Almost be like me out with my wheelchair out on slick ground and stuff, going out there and trying to spin Brody.
Yeah, I told her, don't be too crazy, because if we're at a cell signal, I'm going to have to get on the ham repeater and help. I need help. I think I told you that the other day, because I could, you know, ping the repeater, but I'm pretty sure that I was getting in, but there's no cell phone signal up there in certain areas for sure.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's out in the area where I usually go deer hunting and elk hunting, that was out in there. And yeah, there ain't hardly places, there ain't no cell service at all.
Yeah, WRGY779, we went up to have a fire up there. See, I had no cell signal and couldn't get into KF600 at all from up there. And we were, yeah, my son and I and guy I work with went up there in his F350 dually. We were going through about 9-10 inches of snow, and he had good tires, but went up there, had a fire where one of his friends was cutting wood. That was kind of nice, but yeah, no signal or anything up there.
WRZN 509. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, pretty nice place up there. Out in there, but I always like being out in the woods anyway. But yeah, I know what you mean.
What's funny is he had trouble starting a fire, and he didn't bring his gas, so he had some 15-weight 40 for the truck. He's using the oil to keep the fire going, and we were going to roast marshmallows, but nope, we're not doing that, and it was pretty funny. But we had a good fire going.
Well, you just have to let the oil soak in a little bit more. Should I burn?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, marshmallows and graham crackers.
I'm going to have to figure out how to clean the pots on my radio. The volume's a little bit scratchy when I put it on full, because I'm using my original 935G I had for, 4 years, but still works pretty good, but it's probably some dust that got in the pots a little bit, so if I ever get crazy, I might take it apart, clean it. I don't know if I'm that brave.
Break.
Go ahead, John.
Forrest, I have the same thing that happens with my guitar amplifiers. Go down to, and that one amplifier I was telling you about, that six-channel mixer, go down to Musician's Friend over there by Harbor Freight in that area there. They have a spray that's made specifically for that. Just take the handle off, or the knob off, and spray it down to the pot, and it's kind of a mixture of gas and a real super fine liquid, and it'll clean that scratch in the shoes right out of it. You can also order it online from Musician's Friend and stuff like that. It comes in a small can for made specifically for potentiometers.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea for sure. Yeah, might give that a shot. I mean, the radio works fine. I don't run it at max volume. I run it like a quarter to half, but it gets up to the top and it gets a bit scratchy for sure. This radio, I've used it doing fire abatement and stuff. I just rinsed the whole thing off and stuff when I was done because it would get so dusty. But it's probably the dust and stuff that probably got in there, even though this radio is rated for dust and water intrusion. But, you know, it can happen.
Yeah, most potentiometers still have the opening basically on them, so... All right, well, I'll let you two back at it. Just figured I'd jump in here and let you know while I'm thinking about it. WSBT 889 monitoring.
All right, thanks a lot, John, for sure. All right, back to you, 509.
Okay. I got to get off course for a little bit, but I'll call you here after a bit.
Yeah, if you want, I'm monitoring W7VW Hogback, so if you ever want to get on, I'll monitor that and stuff. And I've been throwing out my call sign monitoring on there, so I know that the radio is working pretty good and getting the repeater ID every once in a while. So, yeah, we'll talk to you later, Jim, and have a good day. Stay warm. WRGY 779, we'll be monitoring.
Okay, Forrest. WRZN 509.